Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
When I really honed it down, and I have a history with Outward Bound, mm-hmm. and Outward Bound Wilderness Schools, yeah. and other things for youth at risk. And one of the things in those organizations that we do is take people out in the wilderness, take them out camping when they've never been there before and put them yeah. into new challenges. One of the rules when you go camping is that you always leave a campsite better than you found it. And my purpose comes from my campsite mentality, and that I always want to leave every person at every place better than I found it. And if I live my life like that, it'll be a good life.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's the series designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create the clarity that will transform your business and life as a leader. And today I had the opportunity to speak again with Michael Reddy. And Michael has been on before a couple of times, and he just always has so much wisdom working with entrepreneurs for many, many years and coaching them through all sorts of different things. And some really good conversation today around your life as a leader and what it means, how to keep healthy and the importance of health, the power of a personal life plan, some of that sort of stuff that's really catering to you as the entrepreneur or leader of your business, more so than your business itself in this particular podcast. Love what we're going to talk about here. We'll dig right into it right now with Michael Reddy. Hey, Michael, it's great to see you here again today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You know, I enjoyed our first couple of conversations, and I'm really looking forward to this one because you always ask me questions where I've sort of got to go, I wonder what the answer to this is going to be. So,
yeah, and you're live from your garage today. Lots of stuff going on in the house.
My reno team is replacing my kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you jumping on here. And I know that with renos and stuff, it can be a little bit hectic, but really appreciate the time you're going to spend today. And this topic today, we're just seeing so much going on with all of COVID and everybody's busy leading their teams and leading so much change and all this stuff. And what I wanted to kind of roll around today were the buckets of life that entrepreneurs have to deal with. And, you know, what are the areas in your life as a leader and an entrepreneur that you may have been neglecting, and one of the ones that you've been working on, and how to navigate through those as we kind of hopefully come back to a little bit more normalcy?
Yeah, it's a great question. I use five key buckets, and each one has subcategories. My first one right off the bat is my physical health, you know, taking care of the body. And my second one is mental health. What am I doing to be mentally sharp, mentally with it? The next one is financial. In terms mm-hmm. of how are my finances, you know, in the business, personally. And I split those out because I think often sometimes entrepreneurs mush them together and I actually split them. And another one is relationships. Who are you hanging out with? Are they supporting the future you want to have, or are they dragging you down? Do they give you energy or take energy? The fifth one is purpose. Are you doing things that you think are important?
Yeah, I love those. And I have a set too that's very similar in alignment with that. And, you know, so many interesting things. And I like how you started it off with health. One of the quotes that we were just chatting about that I've liked, and I heard Joe Polish say a few times along the way too, not sure who came up with it, but the person who has their health has 1,000 dreams, and the person who doesn't has but one.
Yeah, you know, that's so true. And I think we've all seen people that may be fairly successful and have a lot of wealth that they've accumulated, but they haven't accumulated a lot of health along the way.
Yeah.
And if you're in your 60s and in crummy shape, it's really hard to get into shape. It's way easier to be in shape in your 40s and 50s when you notice things are maybe declining and then yep. keep it going. Most people I know that are wealthy but not healthy would trade all of their wealth. You know, as long as they still have a roof over their head and food on their table, they would trade all the extra to be healthy again.
It's amazing, right? And health can deteriorate so quickly. in certain things, whether it be cancer or any of these other different things that are taking us these days. And, you know, you look back and you say, well, should I have put my 12 hours in at work, or should I have taken care of my health so that I could live longer, right?
You know, work, particularly for entrepreneurs, you have to remember that the business is there to serve you, not the other way around.
Love that.
And I think we've all been in times, I have, where I sort of gotten up and going, this is turned around. I'm serving the business. It's demanding what I do versus me making the choices of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And all along, I think during your life, you've got to make choices of how much time am I going to be working, and what time am I going to be doing for me, and what time for my family, and what time for my friends. Have what for you, however you define it, is balance. And it's not that the business determines how much it takes and you work with what's left. Is I determine how much the business takes, and then I work with what is left and put it into the buckets.
You know, when you set up those, do you do them once a year, or do you kind of lay out your plans for a quarter, or how do you set those up for yourself so that you're actually hitting some of these things that you want to hit?
I sit and sort of have what I call my lifetime goals. Yeah. Like what is the, almost like the end game, mm-hmm. in those categories? And it's not that specific.
Right.
It's more general ideas, like for, you know, my mental health. You know, I want to be sharp and bright and engaging right up until, you know, the end.
Yeah.
That's not very measurable, right? So I then look through some 3-year goals, some 1-year, and then I go by quarter, and I'll look at them when I set my week up, what I'm going to be doing this week. I'll look at those 5 categories and make sure I've got something happening in those.
So you review them pretty much every week.
Yeah, and I'll change them. I started using this system 19 years ago.
Yeah.
When I first made them, some of them are very different than now than they were then. So it's not like it's a life sentence that you make them and they're cast in stone forever, which is why I think some people don't do it, because they think then they're stuck with them.
Yeah.
You make them, and if they don't serve you anymore, then change it up, but always have something you're moving towards.
Yeah, I like that. Always moving ahead and chunking it down into those, from the life goals down into the 3-year, to the 1-year, to the quarter, to the week, allows you to make those life goals happen as you work it back up. I mean, if you've been doing it for 19 years, I'm sure a lot of those things have been realized.
Yeah, a lot have. And for me, it's just to always be in motion towards those things. You know, let's say one of the ones with my wife, Rhonda, and I is we want to go on a really nice trip to Africa. So you go, okay, I want to go after. Well, it doesn't quite work now with COVID, and financially it's a big hit and a number of other things, and you don't do anything. Well, I may have for the quarter, what I'm going to do is I want to research these 3 countries in Africa.
Right.
Or I'm just going to make a phone call to my buddy in New York that runs the best African tours. And so I'm just going to call him and start to touch base and just have a conversation. As long as you're doing something towards it, you feel like you're always making motion, as opposed to I'm not doing anything at all.
Yeah, building that momentum, right?
Yeah.
You know, on those other buckets, we've talked a little bit about physical health and mental health, and then relationships. I mean, lots have changed. We've been cooped up. We haven't been able to see people. We've been, you know, there's relationships have changed over the last little while. And what sort of does that bucket look like for you?
Oh, well, you're right. The relationship has changed a lot. I've actually reached out to some people and had Zoom conversations when, in fact, I probably wouldn't have seen them. Like I've got a buddy in Vancouver. We would normally touch base when I was out there or he was in here, which means we'd only touch base maybe every 4 years or something. Well, now I'm sort of Zooming with him. I've got another buddy in Australia. And so that part of the relationship actually got a little bit better, because instead of waiting for us to be in the same geographic location, we connected through Zoom. Close friends that live around me that I would normally see, haven't really seen them, other than we'll modify what we do. Instead of getting together for dinner or something, we get together outside and have a snowshoe hike, or now we go out for a paddle or whatever it is. And so we'll talk at a distance. And as COVID is getting better and everybody's getting vaccinated, we're starting to get closer again.
Yeah. No, I like that too. And then your mission purpose one that you had, how do you manage that one?
That one has taken me, I'm going to talk about it sort of simply, but it has taken me a long time to figure it out simply. So it was one of those ones of like, okay, this took a lot of hard work to figure out the one thing I'm going to be doing. But when I really honed it down, and I have a history with Outward Bound, Network Bound Wilderness Schools, and other things for youth at risk. And one of the things in those organizations that we do is take people out in the wilderness, take them out camping when they've never been there before, and put them into new challenges. One of the rules when you go camping is that you always leave a campsite better than you found it. And my purpose comes from my campsite mentality, in that I always want to leave every person and every place better than I found it. And if I live my life like that, it'll be a good life.
I love that. And that's a lesson I learned in scouting when I was a Boy Scout. And it's the same sort of thing. When you go camping in scouts, it's like you leave the campsite proper, right? And I think that's a wise lesson, Michael. I love that one.
So then below that, I've got all the ways that I do that. You know, but ultimately, that's my why. That's why I'm walking around on the planet. Do I always do that? No. But if I aspire to it, I can always see, okay, I'm making progress in that. I'm doing it more than I used to, whatever. And when I don't do it, it's blatantly obvious to me that I just fell off my own wagon.
When I look at this structure that, you know, that we both use with a few different buckets or whatever the case is, but having the structure allows things to come alive, I think. And if you don't sort of think about this stuff and write this stuff down and potentially even put it in your calendar, depending on what the action items are, then things just go on and they just kind of happen. And it's not that things that happen are bad, but a lot of times you kind of get through a year or a month or whatever, and you're like, what just happened here? Like nothing really moved ahead. And when we're talking about that momentum and that moving ahead, the clarity of knowing those things brings you the confidence to actually move ahead with them.
Well, it does. And your point of looking at them, you know, like every week, I'll sit down when I plan my week and I'll look at purpose. Okay, campsite mentality, mindset.
Yeah.
What am I going to do this week about that? And it may be, well, I'm going to reach out to this person, or I'm going to go give support to this person, or I'm going to do this for my wife, Rhonda, or whatever it might be. But it's in the front of my brain. So I look at it and I go, okay, this is something I can do about that this week, as opposed to, as you say, one day's the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that quote from Shakespeare, tomorrow creeps on and it's petty pace? No, I don't want to live like that.
No, I don't either.
I'm more like, you know, I want to be a brilliant torch and have it burn brightly before passing it on to future generations.
That's a great way to wrap up our conversation here today. And just really enjoy talking about this kind of stuff. And what I'd like to do is, if you can let everybody know how they could get a hold of you and what you do with all of your coaching, just take a few moments and let us know here.
Sure. Well, I coach a very select few business entrepreneurs. They've got to have their own business and be successful and be up to big stuff. And I help them realize that. Normally around the buckets that I talked about health and finance and the whole bit. And we really focus on the business.
Yeah.
But when you're an entrepreneur, you're linked to your business, right?
So true.
You can't work with one and not the other.
Yeah.
And the way to get me easiest is to email me. And it's michael@redvestcorp.com.
Perfect.
redvestcorp.com.
Right on. That's excellent. And I'll include it in the show notes and everything too as well.
Great.
Michael. Yeah. So thanks so much for spending some time with me here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast, and look forward to a chat in the near future.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking some good soul-searching questions.
Right on.
Been a lot of fun.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there was lots there for Michael Reddy today. All sorts of great stuff about being a better leader. And when you're a better leader, when you take care of yourself, you're taking care of your business at the same time. I loved some of the stuff around the idea that your business is there to serve you, not you there to serve your business. And we're creating businesses as entrepreneurs so that they serve what we want out of life. I thought that was a really big takeaway from Michael today. And the importance of your health and your business health is tied to your personal health. And that's why we develop the power of a personal life plan. And that's why we develop that personal life plan, so that we know as a leader what we want out of the whole thing, so that we can then go after it with our businesses and use all the resources within it in order to drive what we want out of our lives. So many times as leaders of entrepreneurial businesses, our lives and our business are tied together. And that's the whole thing. We want to create these lives that we want out of our business. And that's why we became leaders in the first place. So we can't lose track of that sort sort of stuff. Your business is there to serve you, not you to serve it. So that I thought was really good today. So thanks so much for spending some time here with us today. If you liked it, invite your friends, tell them to listen and subscribe to the podcast, click the little bell, and let everybody know about the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast. For more information on my coaching and leader programs, visit more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH, more.coach. Or you can email me directly at Pete@more.coach. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.